Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the starting 11 prediction show. It is Liverpool, it is Rangers, it is at Anfield, under the light in the Champions League, and it is a massive game, a must-win game as far as I see it. These two games are absolutely huge if we want to progress in the Champions League, and also if we just want to turn our form around, maybe, just maybe, we can do it against Rangers. We couldn't do it against Brighton at the weekend. In fact, Liverpool were pretty poo at the weekend. Let's hope this time, under the light in the Champions League, we're not poo. Let's hope that we're good and we score some goals and we get some confidence, because confidence is what Jurgen Klopp is saying that Liverpool's side needs right now. This is the starting 11 prediction. I'm going to get straight into it then. I'm going to start with the players on the board this time. So I think we're going to go goalkeeper first, because we always go goalkeeper first. In fact, we're not. We're going to get rid of the sick notes. So Andy Robertson, unlikely to be involved. Calvin Ramsey, unlikely to be involved. Kurt Jones, not going to be involved. Oxlade-Chamberlain, not going to be involved. And Naby Keita, not going to be involved. We've whittled it down already. Where do we go next? It's got to be the goalkeeper. We've got four to choose from, I think, this time. I think we've got Kelleher available for us, Adrian and Davies. So I'm going to throw Alisson in there. I'm going to throw Kelleher and Adrian onto the bench, because I do think that that is probably most likely, and Davies would have made that 24 men on the board. Left back, without Andy Robertson, I think we had only one choice really. It's Kostas Tsimikas. Obviously he was taken off about 20-30 minutes to play. James Milner came on against Brighton, which would suggest to me that Kostas Tsimikas is going to start. I think when you look at the centre backs options that we've got available, Virgil van Dijk, Nat Phillips, Joel Matip, Joe Gomez, Ibu Konate, who currently or has just finished or is training right now at time of recording in Liverpool's open training ahead of the Rangers game, he should be an option, but I think it's probably too soon for him to start the game. So I'm going to go with Virgil van Dijk and Joel Matip once again and look for an improvement in form from those two guys. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Joe Gomez is actually going to start at right back and not Trent Alexander-Arnold. I'm going to put Trent Alexander-Arnold over here. I'm going to put Ibu Konate over here. I'm going to put Nat Phillips over here onto my subs bench as well. Midfield next then. All right, let's sort number six first and foremost. It's Fabinho or it's Jordan Henderson. For me, I'm going to drop Jordan Henderson into the six, throw Fabinho this time over onto my bench. I'm going to move Thiago to the left of midfield. I'm going to pull Harvey Elliott in. Arthur by Cetic, probably by Cetic, is going to go onto the bench. Is Arthur really going to start ahead of Thiago for his first game in the Champions League? Probably not, so I will just throw him on the bench as well. Carvalho, is he going to start over Thiago after getting 45 minutes of the weekend? Probably not. And James Milner, actually, yeah, I'd forgotten kind of about Jimmy Milner. Maybe he could go in at right back. He's not going to play left back in this game. There's a potential that he could play right back, but I think we will stick with Joe Gomez. So then we've got three positions left. We've got Diaz, Jota, Firmino, Nunes and Salah. I think Firmino is probably going to drop out to the bench and move Salah in. I'll throw Diaz in because he only got 45 the other day. And then you've got to pick. And Cyplex has said in the comments, first comment on the video, Nunes in the starting 11 or I'm not watching. I get it. I have listened. But fuck it, no. I don't think he is. I think it's going to be Diogo Jota, so I'm really sorry to do a U-turn on you there. Maybe I didn't listen. Maybe I do think that it's probably going to be Diogo Jota there. I can't actually tell if you can see those guys, so I'm going to just move them up a little bit just in case they're off camera. And that, for me, is Liverpool's starting 11 plus their subs. So we've got 11 there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, I think a 23-man squad is what you're allowed in the Champions League nowadays. The reason I'm going to go Jota over Nunes is because he got slightly more minutes. So that's the one reason. Right now, I think Jota's better for us than Nunes. I wouldn't be bothered either way if you were to put Nunes in there or Jota, to be honest with you. I'd be absolutely fine with either of them. I want to see that front three get time together and get some minutes under the belt and try and see if they can gel and stuff like that. You know, potentially if Diaz got more minutes than he should have got at the weekend because of the sub for Carvalho at half-time, maybe you could do something like that where Jota plays off the left-hand side and Nunes plays through the middle. It's probably important right now for Nunes' confidence. I know Jürgen spoke about it, didn't he? In his press conference, about how he sort of has gone to one side with Pep Linders and spoke Portuguese to Nunes and told him not to be bothered about it and they're not worried about it and all that type of stuff. It's human nature for Nunes, I think, to be worried and to be concerned that he's not breaking into the side just yet and to be, you know, wanting to do better, and he wants those opportunities to do better as well. So this potentially with this Rangers side could be a good opportunity for Nunes to maybe finally sort of get running, hit the ground running, as it were. And Diogo, we know, can play from that left-hand side if we are worried about how many minutes Diaz has played. I just don't think that it's likely, and I do think that potentially Jota will be the guy to get the nod and then maybe bring Nunes in. Anthony C says, can we just change formation for once? There's been so much talk about a three at the back at the moment that it seems like it's almost like a shared learning. Like everybody's just got together and gone three at the back. And, you know, I did this show before the Brighton game and I suggested that, you know, I don't think the squad is really built for three at the back just yet. But let's take a look at what that could look like, right? Canate can't do it at the moment. So I think everybody wants to talk about three at the back, and I'm comfortable with it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my opinion out of it if I can and try and do a team that would potentially be a three at the back team. So we'll go Kostas Tsimikas. We'll throw Trent Alexander-Arnold in there for this. I think Liverpool would play it slightly more like a 3-4-3, to be honest with you, because I think it's less... Oh, it's very similar, I should say, to what we actually do right now. And I think if you were to do something like that, then maybe you'd rather have a Fabinho in there with a Jordan Henderson or something like that. But yeah, with Trent Alexander-Arnold and Kostas Tsimikas in there, maybe you're absolutely fine. Because they're obviously going to have a little bit more defensive mindedness about them than anybody else. I just wonder whether that is something that Jürgen would look to do. And the other reason that I don't think that Liverpool are set up for this is that, you know, I said I'd take my opinion out, I'm sorry, I can't. You need six centre-halves, and with Joel Matip, with Joe Gomez, with Ibu Konate all having injuries already this season and Nat Phillips backing them up, I just don't think we've got the centre-halves to be able to play that consistently over a massive stretch of games, because they are likely to pick up injuries. And what that does for your midfield, of course, is, you know, who's going to play that role? Is it just as simple as Andy Robertson, who's a straight-up left-back, by the way? And we're thinking about moving, I think, towards this formation to suit Trent Alexander-Arnold, but does it really suit Andrew Robertson? I'm not 100% sure. Your midfield's completely different. And one of the reasons, again, other than the squad makeup of the types of players that we've got, and why I don't think it's likely that we'll move to this three at the back at the moment anyway, is that we just don't have any training time to be able to do this. You know, when you play nine games in 29 days or whatever it is over the course of this month, when are you implementing this system? It's a big change. Now, I know change is needed because Liverpool are playing really, really poorly at the moment, but there's an opportunity there to to improve on what you're doing with the 4-3-3. And I think that's what Jürgen will do. You know, whether I would do it or not, I just don't think the squad's made up like that. But it doesn't mean that I wouldn't be looking to do it. But you've got to actually implement it at the same time. And I don't think right now that we've got the players to be able to implement it, or the training time to be able to implement it either. So I'm missing somebody here, aren't I? So Trent Alexander-Arnold for, I think it was Harvey Elliott, is where my sort of formation went. So I'm going to get into some of the comments now and hope that they're all on in view. Calvin Ramsey, I just saw that was mentioned. He's still not available, I don't think. Spirit, three at the back, not just a high line. We'll have Fab in midfield, be further back with Trent, Thiago and Carvalho in midfield, Diaz, Nunes and Salah up top. No, it's interesting. 5-3-2 with a DM, two centre mids and two strikers. So that's Joe Games Ang. So 5-3-2. With a DM of Fabinho, so you keep your midfield three but you sacrifice a forward. That's an interesting one. I've not really seen it where we've sacrificed a forward before. Reece Weston, not really enough space on the board for the 12-man bench. No, indeed, I completely agree with you. Spirit says the 5-3-2 might work. Elliot right wing is definitely something I want to see this season, says Bjorn. That's interesting, that, because obviously Salah plays over there. Are you looking to replace Salah with him and maybe move Salah somewhere else? I just don't see that he's got the speed. I do like him in the middle of the park. I actually like Carvalho wherever he is as well, in the middle of the park. And I did wonder whether maybe Thiago would rest this one out, or would sit this one out, and maybe we get the likes of a James Milner or a Carvalho or even an Arthur in midfield. But I do think that, like, if you were to do that, for example, with Jordan Henderson in the six, it's pretty attacking, isn't it? And I'm not sure that's something that Jürgen would do. So I'll put Carvalho back over here. I could very much see him doing that, to be honest with you. Which is why I'm kind of hoping that he goes with Thiago over James Milner in the middle of the field. And finally, it's Arthur. And that would make sense as well, but I just don't know where Arthur is up to in any way, shape or form to be able to tell you whether the signing that we made is actually going to be good enough to play for Liverpool. And until he does, then he's going to sit on the bench for me. Because obviously I'm trying to guess what Jürgen is doing here. So, like, I go conservative on it because that's what Jürgen tends to do. He plays the lads that he's trusted. He plays the lads that have played with us for a long time. He's loyal to them. He believes that they can improve, and let's hope that they can improve, and let's hope that he's right. Is Fabio even that press midfielder? Is this the green cap ape? I'm not 100% sure. He does press quite well. I think it's difficult, especially at the weekend when he played on that left-hand side for Diaz. I noticed that that Brighton were building up a lot down that right-hand side, and Carvalho, although game as a badger, certainly maybe took a few of the wrong angles, to put it nicely. But that's difficult for Carvalho because he's played midfield, he's played left wing, he's learning two positions clearly at the same time, but not having the minutes to actually become an expert in either of those positions. Get Millie off my team, says the Green Cap Ape. Salah and Darwin up top, Elliot right mid, Diaz left mid. So he's gone to a 4-4-2 as HDN. So what was that? Salah and Nunes up top, was it? Diaz left wing, Elliot right wing. Fabinho and Thiago, was that right? 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, yeah. That is attacking, isn't it? I think you would absolutely need a Fabinho to make this formation work. So who are you sacrificing? You're sacrificing Thiago, you're sacrificing Jordan Henderson. I suppose the answer is probably sacrificing Hendo for this one. But the way that Fabinho's been playing, I don't think he's been playing well enough at all anyway. So I don't think that, like, me looking at that now, going, that needs a Fabinho. It needs the Fabinho of last season, to be quite honest, to make a formation like that work. But unfortunately, we've got Fabinho of this season, and it's not quite the same, is it? So I'm going to move these back to where they were before I forget how I set these lads up in the first instance. We'll get into some more. Nunes didn't help himself getting sent off, but Klopp has been poor managing him so far, says Jamie Rayner. That's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, first of all, I think we'd all agree with you that Nunes was a silly boy to get him sent off, and it has just sort of halted his progress at Liverpool and made it more difficult for him. But let's not forget as well that this lad here, where is he, Roberto Firmino? He's actually playing really well at the moment. You know, he's got 5 goals, I think it is, and 3 assists so far. He's our top scorer, and he's playing really well. And, you know, right now, if the chance is going to fall to anybody. I'm kind of thinking it should be Bobby Firmino, is it? Because Salah's a little bit wider, not quite as the central focus, because we are maybe planning for Nunes, that Firmino's got this second lease of life because there's not everybody trying to feed Salah in. Is that making him meta? What's it doing to his build-up? Shall we answer all of those questions on the final word show on Redmen Plus today, actually? Because we were discussing it at length, obviously, an hour on the Brighton, dissecting everything. And it wasn't like happy clappy shit. This was full on, let's analyse it. What the hell's going wrong? And I will say, what more than one thing is going wrong? Because I think right now that there is loads of things, and it's very difficult to put your finger on exactly which one thing is the worst and why Liverpool are performing the way that they are. But regardless, they've got no choice but to try and dig in and try and get themselves out of this hole, and we need to. We're not ready for Liverpool to be shit yet. We're not ready for this side to be over. We've got to have that belief that Liverpool can get back on the horse and start winning games of football. And we've got to, even if you don't believe it, we've got to hope that Liverpool can put a run together, because I don't want this to be a wasted season. You know, we've had that before under Jurgen Klopp, when we lost all the centre halves and we just about made top four. Fucking wasted season of some great players. I don't want to see another wasted season, because we do have great players. They're not in great form, but form is temporary, class is permanent. Let's hope that we can turn this around. The likes of Trent Alexander-Arnold, Fabinho, Virgil van Dijk. I mean, these lads that we've become accustomed to seeing playing so well for so long, so consistently, just don't seem to be there at the moment. Is it tiredness? Which one of our players is still stepping up? Well, Alisson is probably the only one of our world-class players who's actually stepping up right now. And you could suggest that Firmino's stepping up, although maybe I don't think that he's world class anymore. Sifo says Bobby playing this well has actually thrown a spanner in the works for Klopp. It might have done, actually. You might be absolutely right there. And JA Collector says Darwin needs to start. It's got to be between one of them, hasn't it? It's got to be between Jota and Darwin Nunes. And again, I said it at the top, I'd be absolutely fine if Darwin Nunes starts. I want him to start. I want him to go and try and bag a few goals, because I want to see what the evolution of this side is supposed to look like. And I believe we won't actually find out why Salah's playing wide, why Diaz is sticking to that left-hand side, until we see Darwin Nunes run through the middle with Thiago playing the passes for him. But I do stand by it. I think Jürgen will play Diogo Jota. So that has been my starting 11 prediction show for Liverpool versus the Queens or the Kings Rangers in this one. Yeah, good luck with that, lads. Thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.